This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're going to attempt Daf Pei Amud Aleph Masechta Yevamos. And we're talking about the sugya of a Swiss Chama, someone who is impotent from birth, and which, according to Rabbi Akiva, a Swiss Chama never had a Shas Kosher, and therefore Loi Choltsin V'loi Miyabmin. And according to Rabbi Lazar, since a Swiss Chama could be healed, Choltsin U'miyabmin. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, Heichi Dami Swiss Chama. What is an example of a Swiss Chama that we said never had a Shas HaKosher, never had a moment that it was fit? Says the Gemara, Shaloi ra sha achas bekashrusai, meaning it was smitten from his mother's womb and never had a moment of time that it was capable of fertility. Says Gemara, Minay Yadin, and how would we know that a child is already a Swiss Chama from his mother's womb? What symptoms are there of being a Swiss Chama? Amar Abaye, kol hamatil mayim, anyone who urinates, the enoi oisa kipa, and it does not produce an arch. In other words, if it just drips down, and the person is not capable of producing an arch, when they sort of direct it upward, Rashi says, if it doesn't produce an arch, so it doesn't have the ability to be zoyrek kechetz, to shoot the seed like an arrow, that is a Swiss Chama. Says the Gemara, Memai Havoi, what would have caused such a thing? What could have happened that caused the person to have this type of mum? Memai Havoi, says the Gemara, you know what the mother did? Today we would have said the mother smoked or drank alcohol. Guess what? The Gemara says basically the same thing. The Gemara says, da'afe ime betiara, the mother baked bread in noon, when it was very hot. V'shasyo shichra marka, and she drank strong beer. Rashi says either diluted beer or strong beer. Basically, the mother's body temperature went up, and it caused this, she didn't look at the surgeon warning, and she shouldn't have engaged in this kind of behavior, and this is what may have caused the child to be a Swiss Chama. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Hainu deshamana li'imi da'amar. This is what I heard my mother once say. She was talking about, excuse me, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hainu deshamana la'ami. I heard Ami say this. Anyone who is stricken from his mother's womb, and I wasn't sure what he was talking about. I didn't understand what he was talking about. Now I understand he was referring to the Swiss Chama. Says the Gemara. Okay, so you tested the kid's urine from the time they were a baby. And now, let's say also, the person cannot be mashed in kekipa. But maybe in the interim, there was a time where he was cured. Why aren't we concerned? Maybe the child was remedied in the interim. Says the Gemara, Kivan de Tchilasa v'sefilaka, since in the beginning and the end, the kid was stricken leichashina. We're not concerned that it was healed in the interim. When it comes to checking the mum of a bechor, we say that if the mum existed for 80 days, that's a real mum, right? We know that a bechor, the firstborn animal, is brought as a carbon. Unless it's a baal mum, then it's the property of the kohen. And if the mum is there for 80 days, and we checked three times within 80 days, so then we say that it's a valid mum. But that implies checking in the beginning and in the end is not enough, because maybe it was cured in the interim. So to hear, why is it enough to check the urine in the beginning and in the end? Maybe in the interim it was cured. Says Gemara, Masa Rav Mari, Rav Chanina ben Antignois Oimer, Boid Gina Oisai Shalashman, we check three times. Besoich Shmainim Yaim. So that means we are concerned in the interim, maybe the animal was cured. So to why don't we say, here too, maybe the mum was cured. It says Gemara, Lechad Eivar Chayshinan, Lekule Gufa Loi Chayshinan. If it's a wound on one limb, then we're concerned that maybe in the interim it was healed. But for someone to have an impotency, someone to be a Swiss, that's sort of a systemic issue. We're not afraid that in the interim it was cured. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Loiki. Rabbi Lezer says not so. Rabbi Lezer says a definition of a Swiss, that a Swiss Adam cannot be cured, and therefore, loy chotzin v'loy miyabnin. A Swiss chama could be cured, and therefore chotzin. Says Gemara, or a mini will ask a question. Ben asks from Shana, if someone is 20 years old, v'loy hevi shtei sarais, and he has not brought two hairs, usually for someone to be considered a gadol, they have to have two hairs. If somebody reaches age 20 and they still don't have two pubic hairs, yaviu raya, will bring a proof shuben esrim, v'ha sris, and that's a sris chama, loy choylets v'loy miyamim. We don't do chizna du'yibam. Bas Esrim, if a girl is 20, v'loy hevi ashtei saras, and didn't bring two hairs, yavi urai shi bas Esrim, she brings a proof that she's 20, v'hi ho islandess, she's the islandess of the Torah, loy choyletzes, loy misya bemes, the very Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says it all depends on the age 20. The age 20 comes, the person doesn't have two pubic hairs. That means that what? That means that they are That means that they are a sris chama and loy choyletzes v'loy misya bemes. Beis Shammai yomim zevazeh ben shmoneh esrei. Beis Shammai says the correct age would be 18 years old. Rabbi Lezer amar hazachi de Beis Hillel. Rabbi Lezer says, okay, regarding males, will follow Beis Hillel 20. U'nekeva k'dever Beis Shammai. A woman matures before a man. So bottom line is that even though in the Mishnah Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion Esris Chama Cholzinu Meyabim, because they could be cured, here in this particular Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion Esris Chama Loi Cholzin V'loi Meyabim. So it's a stira, a Thursday night stira. Because in the Mishnah on Ayin Tesam Ebeiz, Rebbe Lezer says that someone who is from birth a Sris Chama, they could be cured and therefore Chaltzin, they do Chalitza. And in this Mishnah it says someone who's a Sris Chama, they would not do Chalitza. Amar Rami Bardikli, Amar Shmuel, Chazar by Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer retracted. The only thing is, we don't know what he retracted from, and well, we don't know what he retracted to. In other words, we know at one point in life he said, Lo Cholzin V'loi Miyamin, and at one point he said, Cholzin Loi Miyamin Aval Cholzin. So the question is, Ibailu Mahi Hadarbe, what did he retract from? Tashma, we learned in Abraisa, the Tanya of Elazar Oimer, Sris Chama Choylitz. The Cholzin Le'ishtai. It's Sris Chama, he does Chalitza, and you do Chalitza as well. She came Bamina Mitzrayim, because they could be healed by Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. In Alexandria, they have a clinic, they could heal Sris Chama. So the fact that we have another Braisa, and in this Braisa, Rebbe Lezer says, is Sris Chama Cholzin, that means that was his final decision. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, La'ilam La'ihadar Be. Really? Rabbi Eliezer did not retract. And he's correct in the Mishnah Sur Chama Cholzin. You know what Rabbi Elazar meant? Hazachri de Beis Hillel and it came to Beis Shammai? He's not talking about Cholzin Umayabmin over there. He holds that a Sur Chama Cholzin. There he's just talking about regarding punishment. When can we establish that the Sris is an adult? So when it comes to a male, it's 18, and when it comes to a female, it's 20. New sugya. Itmar. You ready? Everybody ready? A new sugya. Itmar. Achal chelev. Let's say a kid ate chelev. Mi ben shteim esrei, v'yoy mecha ad ben shmoyne esrei, from 12 to 18. Now, this is really talking about a girl. And when it says sris, it really means islandess. Now, normally once the kid is 12, and they eat chelev, so Bezid will punish them because they're no longer a minor. But what if they don't have pubic hairs? So achal chelev mi ben shteim esrei yom echad ad ben shmoyne esrei v'nolda by zman sris. And now the signs of sris grow in them. So they seem like they're not. They seem like they're an islandess. And then later on, they bring two hairs. So we don't say. Here's the thing. Normally, if a kid is 12 years old and they have pubic hairs, or a boy is 13 pubic hairs, they're already a full-fledged gadol. If they're not a sris, and they get pubic hairs at 14, then they become a gadol at 14. If they're not a sris and they have pubic hairs at 15, they become a gadol at 15. But what about if they're a sris? Now, sometimes a sris will never get pubic hairs, and in that case, they'll become a gadol at 18 or 20. But if they do get pubic hairs, that's going to be a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Idmar, achal chelav mi ben shteim esrei v'yoyim echad ad ben shmoyne esrei. If a kid eats chelav from 12 to 18, v'noldu bo'y simane sris, and the signs of sris grow in him. U'la'achar mikan hevi shtei sarois. And afterwards, they bring two hairs. So do we say, okay, they become a sris when they grow the hairs? Rav says, no, nasa sris l'mafreya. They retroactively become a sris from age 12 or 13. Ushmuel amar katan haya ba'isashav. Shmuel says, no, they don't become a gadol until they grow the hairs. Let's see Rashi. Rashi in the second line, Nasa Sussum Afreya. Aidi Da'ayiv Lashon Zachar Katani Sris. It's talking in a masculine language, therefore it says Sris. Kivan Sha'avra Shmoina Esrei Kriblazer V'loi Hevi. Normally, when you become 18 and you don't bring hairs, even though you grow hairs later, Afa Pisha Chazar V'Hevi Einer Klum. We don't say even the hashta icy. If you brought now igloi milsa, that shows the ad hashta katan hava. Then until now you're a katan. The besaro is talia milsa because it's dependent on hairs. Ela besris machzakinale, but we evaluate you as a sris. Mm-hmm. V'chashvina la bas einshin, we consider you a bas einshin mishnei maser ve'elach from 12 and on, that you could have brought. So Rav is of the opinion that the hair is brought after 12. We don't say that until then you're a sris. We assume you're a sris and you become a bas einshin from 12 years old. But Shmuel says no. Katan hayav isa shalika. The next Rashi, dulei machzakin le begadol, only from 18 and on, where you're muchzak as a sris. So Rav says you become a sris l'mafreya, and Shmuel says you're a katan at that time. So we have a question now on Rav. Maskif la Rav Yosef la Rav. Rav Yosef asks on Rav, who says you become a kata a sris l'mafreya. Island is the Rav Meir yehela knas, and island is, according to a mayor, should have a knas. What's the question? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Island is a mayor, yehela knas, 50 shekel." And yet we learned in Ksubis, island is, does not have a knas. Someone seduces a woman, normally they have to pay her 50 shekel if she's a nara. Now Rav Meir holds, a ketana has no knas. Rav Meir is of the opinion that not only does a boigeres not have a knas, a woman who's 12 and a half and up, but a ketana has no knas. And an islandess, since so she has no hairs, we say she was a ketana at the time that she was roy to be a nara. And we don't say, well, once she turns 18 and she doesn't bring any hairs, she becomes a gedoyla l'mafreya. So in other words, the question is, according to Rav, that you become a sris l'mafreya, or an islandess l'mafreya, then why can't an islandess get knas? The fact that if she ever demonstrates two sarois, she becomes an islandess l'mafreya, and that should put her into the category of a nara. And the answer to that is Amrle Abai Mikatnusa Yatsusala Bagar. From the time of her katnus, she goes straight into Bagros. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo'oilam Nasus Gedoyla L'mafreya. She does become a Gedoyla L'mafreya. So you know why she doesn't have knas? Because directly from katnus, she goes into Bagros. Because Naros is dependent on Simanim. And this woman has no Simanim. So we consider it that the woman, yes, she went into Gadlus, but she went straight from Katnus into Gadlus. And Rav Meir holds that both Katnus and Bagrus, there's no Knas. But the Rabbanon are of the opinion that a Katan does have a Knas. And therefore, the islandess could have a Knas. But the bottom line is, the way we're viewing it is that the islandess, according to Rav, goes directly from Katnus straight into Bagros. So this is what Rav Yosef asked, and Abai answered, no, you go straight from Katnus into Bagros. So Rav Yosef said back, Kol kihani milimam ma'al yasa yis'amru mishamay. They should always say such good Chidushim in my name. In other words, what you answered is so good, they should always say such good things in my name. The Tanya, we learned in Ebraisa, Ein hasris nidain keben sara mayra. A sris is not judged as a ben sara mayra. Why? Lefisha ein ben sara mayra nidain ele b'chasim hazakin atachtan. Ben sara mayra can only be judged if he has a full pubic beard. Ve'ein islandess anidoinis kinara murasa, And an islandess is not judged like a Nara Hamurasa. Why? Because an islandess can never be a Nara. Shemi Katnusa Yatsasala Bager. Because it goes straight from Katnus into Bagros. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. And maybe review that over Shabbos as well. And then next week we'll try to do Peyam and Beis sometime. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for joining tonight. I wish everyone a wonderful evening and an amazing Shabbos. Okay, thanks a lot. Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.